Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
He's not arguing. He's trying to have them to understand the fallacy of their belief that the dead rise not. Because he says, for if the dead rise not, as some of you believe, then is Christ not raised? The denial of a resurrection is a denial of Christ's resurrection. And that's what simply that this one verse says. Now, verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. No fault go any farther. I thought he already said that. Remember, he said that a couple verses earlier, that in verse number 14, he says, your faith also is vain. He reiterated it, repeated that in verse number 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Follow the logic he's trying to put before these people. If there is no principle of the resurrection, talking about total resurrection, then Christ did not rise from the dead. Verse number 13. Number two, if Christ did not rise from the dead, then death had power over him and defeated him. Let that sink in. If Christ did not rise from the dead, he did not conquer death, hell, and the grave. It had power over him. Number three, if death has power over Jesus, then he cannot be God. See the principle. Number four, if Jesus is not God, well, then Jesus cannot offer a complete and perfect sacrifice for our sins. And if my sins are not completely paid for before God, then I am still in my sin. Therefore, if Jesus is not risen, he is unable to save. And that's what he's trying to get these believers to think about. They believe that Christ is risen from the dead, but they sure had a problem with their own resurrection or others. And that's why he said this, again, reiterated it in verse number 17, that if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain and you're yet in your sin. You're still lost. You're hopeless without hope. And you might as well eat. We're going to read this in it comes in later. You might as well eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow or die. I've been reading every morning, again, through the book of Ecclesiastes. I like Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, all of those books, and that wise preacher Solomon. And he taught, matter of fact, I read a verse to my wife this morning about 7 o'clock. We were sitting out early in the morning reading. And it's about, in Ecclesiastes, I think it was chapter number 2, talked about enjoy your wife of youth because God has given you your wife. And I read that to her this morning. We were sitting outside reading. I read that to her, said, God has given you to me to enjoy. Because Psalm said, enjoy the wife of youth because God has given you her to enjoy. Enjoy her while you can, because by the way, husbands, wives, they won't always be with you. Lord takes them all. That's the thought. Enjoy them while you can. Okay. The thought is to live life to the fullest. Well, Paul takes it to the extreme. He talks about you're yet in your sins. You might hold you. Live like the rest of the world. Eat, drink, be merry. What does it matter? It's when you die. That's it. That's how you would take it to the extreme. Well, nobody to answer to, nobody to answer for. It's just done. Let me put it this way. For most people, they're better off if that was true. Those who die in their sins, and they stand before a holy God, Jesus Christ, at the great white throne judgment. We're going to read that this morning, by the way. And they are judged and they're cast into the lake of fire. They'd been better off if there was no resurrection. But there will be a resurrection. I'll talk about that more next week, about the resurrection of the just and resurrection of the unjust. Not only will the saved be resurrected, the lost will also be resurrected. So there's no denying, not just of saved people, we find there will be a resurrection of the unjust. Jesus talked about that during his personal ministry, a resurrection of the just, a resurrection of the unjust. And the resurrection of the unjust will be at the great white throne judgment we read in Revelation chapter number 20. And we'll look a little bit of that this morning in my morning message, but mainly next week as I look at these resurrections that he's talking about. So everybody who's ever lived from the time of Adam to the last person who will ever die, they will receive a resurrected body, saved and lost. That's the point. And Paul's trying to make that point. There is going to be a resurrection. And Jesus said, both of the saved and of the lost, there's no denying it because of the witnesses that saw Christ and the preaching in verse number 17. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are still in your sins. Now, verse number 18. Then they which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Your loved ones. Notice the word, the phrase fallen asleep. That is a New Testament term. We see it not just in 1 Corinthians, but other ones that are talking about. Remember Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus. My brother Lazarus is dead. No, he's not dead. What do you mean he ain't dead? He's been in that tomb 4 days and he stinks. No, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's asleep. He's at rest. Okay. That was a New Testament term. You don't see that really in the Old Testament. It's a New Testament term. Sleep in Christ. And the thought of asleep in Christ, it does not mean it's some kind of soul sleep, as some denominations would teach. It literally means that they're at peace and they're at rest. Okay? That they're in the presence of the Lord now, when Paul is writing this, that they are at rest with the Lord, separated from their body, but yet their soul and their spirit is with the Lord. That's the thought here. When he says, those who have fallen asleep, your loved ones who've died. And that's a term, you'll never find that term for a lost person, fallen asleep. Anytime that's used in Scripture, it always refers to a saved person, not to a lost person. Because a lost person, when they die, they're not sleeping. They're not resting in a sweet rest. What's happening with them? They're in hell. Remember the story of rich man and Lazarus. He lifts up his eyes and he's in hell. And Father Abraham, send Lazarus over here. Let he just dip his finger in a cup of cold water. He could put it on my tongue. Just a drip of water kind of helped me out, you know, quench my thirst. And no, and hell is a real place. There is no, they're not at rest there. And so it refers to their loved ones who have died in the Lord. If there is no resurrection, then the dead in Christ are gone forever. The promises of a resurrection gives believer joy and hope. But if there be no resurrection, then there is ultimate complete destruction of man. And because of that, there is no resurrection if they believe that. But the Bible tells us different in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I think it's chapter number. Then we which alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In other words, the Lord will bring with him the dead in Christ. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So we see the truth of the resurrection of our loved ones. The dead in Christ, the ones who are fallen asleep, they will receive a resurrected body, a glorified body. And Paul makes that so clear in verse number 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ, their perish. So I think now you get the idea what Paul's doing here. They did believe that Christ resurrected from the dead. But man, they struggled about us, our family members. So he brings it all to conclusion in verse number 19. Actually, verse number 20 makes that same, but in verse number 19, if in this life, right now, you're 70 years in life, or whatever God gives you, we have hope in Christ. If this is all there is, we are, of all men, most miserable. What a statement. The word miserable here means pitied. People ought to feel sorry for us. Because we live our whole life, it's all about Christ. And if this all it is about Christ, and there's no afterlife, there is no resurrection, our whole life was we lived it in vain.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.